Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, good evening, everybody. As promised in the earlier stream, I'm here live with Tommy Scoville, part 6. Would you believe it? Tommy has become one of our most in-demand and subsequently reoccurring podcast guests on the Diddy subject. So get your questions ready, folks. And he's been up in the night out scooping the scoopers to bring us a huge story about one of the new lawsuits. And I'll hand it over to Tommy. Also, the Lifeboat YouTube channel link is in the description box. All of Tommy's links are down there. Support him. If you want to watch the previous 5 eps, links for them are down there as well. So thanks for coming on again, man.
I know. It's great to be here. This is a sick one. I mean, not that they're not all sick ones, but this one is just disturbing. A 13-year-old girl from Alabama who's in New York around the turn of the century, so around the year 2000, and she's attending trying to sneak into the VMA Music Awards. And somebody who was in Diddy's entourage came up and, you know, did the, hey, you're the kind of girl Diddy digs. Can't get you into the VMAs, but we can absolutely get you to the after party. She goes to the after party, sees a bunch of people that are famous, and, you know, she's kind of blown away. And they hand her a drink that tastes a little like cranberry, but it's kind of bitter. And finds herself with her head spinning and goes into a room to lie down where Sean Combs comes in. And with him is a man and a woman. So 3 people enter the room, and the 2 men assaulted this 13-year-old girl while the woman just watched. And it's disturbing as hell, right? But this is Busby. This is coming out of the same group of lawsuits that we saw, you know, from the gentleman down in Texas. This he filed on Sunday. There's a whole new group of lawsuits, but this is getting interesting though, because so everything, these civil cases all have the potential to be settled, and you know they tend to disappear and we don't hear stuff about them. But this is a problem because of the fact that this individual is a minor, and there were people there who allegedly participated in this. This is the kind of thing that is absolutely going to be turned over to the prosecution to look at. And I think we're going to see some superseding indictments. I think we're going to see some underage stuff. And I think we may see a body or two.
Wow, Tommy, you've previously spoke about how having a SA jacket is a really bad thing in prison, a dangerous thing to have. But now he's got a minor R-word jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's worst.
Increase the stakes.
Oh, my God, yeah. That is the worst. You know, there's just the only people inside of a federal prison that aren't going to think he is the world's biggest scumbag are people that are in for the exact same crimes. I mean, that's going to be the kind of the circle of friends that the guy's got a shot at. And there will be people on that yard who are not there for that reason. There will be people on that yard who got run off of yards by large gangs because they owed money, they cheated at poker, they stole somebody's chemicals or any of those things that caused somebody to get beat up and shipped off a yard so that they have to leave general population and they end up in protective custody. So a guy can be a gang member on Monday the following Monday, he could be in a protective custody yard. They don't become wimps when they get on the bus to go to PC. You know what I mean? I think he's in for a horrific life. And this, you know, we know that there's 130 of these, right? We're going to be getting them like this. The guy filed on, this came out Sunday night, you know, here in the States. This is, so he's releasing this stuff to the press. This is really going to be, this is going to be interesting.
So over and over again, we're seeing this method of operation whereby substances are used, you know, allegedly through drinks and baby oil, etc. And Shannon is wondering if they did this on this scale to so many people, would they not have had any accidents? And I think that's, you know, the ultimate accident is, of course, is unaliving.
Absolutely. Number one, yeah, I do think that there are probably some accidents that happened. Now, it's not a stretch to say, hey, maybe this, you know, maybe this cat had a couple of doctors at these parties, right, for this type of thing. I don't, you know, especially when you hear stuff like, well, you know, when his freak ops were over, they all had to get IVs run, right, for fluids. When you hear stuff like that, you start to think maybe there's a chance that, you know, that is the case. But regardless, yeah, there's got to be some, no matter what, I think that there are people that would have passed away. These are substances, right, and I call them DRDs, right? These are the chemicals that are used to knock someone out to do bad things to them. First word is date. You got me? Those chemicals, right? They mix differently with alcohol. And each person, you got no idea what they did before they come to the after party. They get there and they've done five shots in the limo on the way there. This is a person that, you know, now you give them this stuff and this is life threatening, right? It really becomes dangerous and it's hard to believe. It really is hard to believe that without some professional intervention that some people didn't pass away. I'd be shocked.
Got almost 1,000 watching live. I'm here with Tommy Scoville. The Lifeboat YouTube channel link is in the description box. Get your questions in, folks. And Megan, who do you think may be the two celebs involved in the 13-year-old case?
Yeah, I will. I'll take a shot at. I'll just say a couple of things because I honestly, this is hard. And what I spent most of the night doing was going through pictures from the VMA after party, you know, because they took a ton of pictures and I was looking for people. I'll be honest. I was looking for Danny Masterson photos. Like I was looking for people that I thought, boy, that would be a good bet. But you know what I did find out is that the year in question, J-Lo won an award and she and Diddy were definitely hanging out tough. And so there are people already speculating that allegedly this could be J-Lo. Not sure who the other man would be, but there are a lot of people tossing around her name, to be sure.
I mean, the more I've heard about this incident at the nightclub with J-Lo, the more it's just smashed my perception of her well-manicured backstory.
Yeah. And beautifully manicured backstory. It's a great way to put it. Just Jenny from the block. I think it's just Jenny from the hood. If you want to know the truth, you know, she was a straight gangster. If you, if you believe everything that they allege, she carried that thing in, she carried that thing out, right? That's heavy.
And there's a ton of questions come in, but has anything else, you know?
Yeah, I got something that I find absolutely astounding, right? That I think you'll get a kick out of. They have taken 96 devices, right, that hold data from Sean Combs. And it break down to be like 51 of them came out of Florida, like the 36, and then 9 were on him personally. 36 came out of the California raid. But out of the Florida stuff, 8 of the devices they've already gone through, right? 8 of these devices, they've already figured out how much data is on them. 8 devices has yielded, are you ready? 90 terabytes of information off of 8 of these devices. Now, what's frightening is I started trying to do some research and it's hard to get your brain around a terabyte. You know, if you're taking just like data, like writing, I mean, like text, you could put the Library of Congress on 20 terabytes. If you were talking about audio and video, if you take a full length motion picture that comes out of Hollywood, you can get 250 of them, right? Unless they're high def, and then it's a little less, but 250 of them on a terabyte. So there are 90 terabytes that are just coming off of that one, those eight devices. So you're looking at 22,500 full-length movies, right? Worth of info, if it's movie stuff, just off of eight devices, and there's still 88 left to go through. This is scary stuff. It really is. The mountain of evidence. You remember your discovery? You remember how much paperwork and crap your discovery was? Like, they drop it off and you're so damn intimidated because you look at it and go, oh my God. Like, how long were they, you know, building a case against me? Our stuff? I mean, the motions will be more than our discovery was. By the time this thing is over, and we're going to see some, I'd be absolutely blown out of the water if we don't see some superseding indictments and probably pretty soon.
Rachel wants to know if you believe that Kim is involved and has had Kanye silenced all these years.
You know something? The Kardashian's name comes up so often, right? So often. And they went to a hell of a lot of the parties. Even the mother, you know, there's some clips of film out there of the Ma Jenner talking about how, you know, she was at Diddy parties and the daughter is joking and saying, man, everybody's always naked at those parties, Ma. Right. And back then we giggled. Right. Back then it was like, hey, right. Funny stuff. But looking back at so much stuff through the lens of 2024 and what we know now about Diddy, there's so much creepy stuff on the internet. It's unbelievable. But you know, when I talked about this the other night on my channel, somebody said, because I my thought was, how many FBI agents do you have to put on 90 terabytes of information to try to go in there and get what's illegal out, right? From what might just be, you know, some videos of his kids or whatever else the hell the guy's got stored there. And a couple of people commented and said, I think this is probably the kind of guy that would have all the blackmail stuff on a greatest hits. You know, he probably has names of the people and all that. And, you know, I don't know, but I like that thought. I like the idea that they're going to be able to take down a lot of individuals. We'll see what happens. But it looks like two we're going to find out about, right? Two right now we're going to find out about.
Patricia is wondering, how do you think Diddy is going to explain himself about the miners?
So my guess would be this, that he's not even going to give it a shot. I mean, and I'm talking about on a prison yard. If you mean in court, I think that this is going to be one of those situations that is going to be almost impossible, right? This is gaining momentum and getting starting to lose control. As far as I'm concerned, it's almost like there's so much information that there's no chance in hell they're going to get through all of this in any kind of a fashion. Can you imagine they're supposed to turn all of this over to the defense by the 31st of December? And then they only have until February 17th to get all their motions done. Right after you go through those 90 terabytes, right? Let's get those motions up. You got a month and a half. Chop, chop. Chop, chop. Month and a half. Right? Remember, yeah, all those movies, 25,000, whatever it was, movies. Yeah.
Good luck having a speedy trial with all that discovery. So a question from Izza, how come there is not more said about the miners as party favors?
My theory on this is that there are levels of a Diddy party, right? A lot of them. And we've already heard people back this up and say that you kind of get the tap on the shoulder to get into the next level of the Diddy party. And over time, I guess he figures out who isn't going to freak out if he victimizes somebody in front of them. You follow me? And I think when you get up to those upper level inner sanctum kind of things, this is where people are, you know, they're bringing in 13-year-olds for the purpose of him doing what he's about to do. And he brings a couple of people with him. I would say that this is really one of those, that's a party favor kind of thing right there, right? This is the night of the VMAs. And one of the reasons that people are, you know, speculating about this is that, you know, everyone was partying. Who were the artists that won that night? Right? This is your party inside a party inside a party. J-Lo's name keeps coming up.
Yeah, I've never seen anything run like this since.
We're going to see this. Yeah, we're going to see this, by the way. right now, when Busby came out and said, this is how many cases we got, and 56 of them, I think, whatever, were our minors, right? It's like half of the number were minors. This is going to come out, right? We are going to hear about stuff like party favors. And I think this is why you can hear a mouse break wind in Hollywood these days. You know what I mean? It's like there's nobody to follow around. There's nobody to, you know, people aren't going out. People aren't talking. Hollywood's changing. It's getting quiet as hell out there, right? I wouldn't want to be a paparazzi. There's nothing to do.
Maybe there were willing participants at the freak-off, so didn't really take much substances. That's from Amy.
Amy, I'm sure that there are willing participants in the freak-offs. For instance, the male sex workers who were paid to come in and do this, these are allegedly adult film stars who are probably making more money working for Sean Combs for a couple of days than they would ever make, you know, on a film. The trouble becomes you show up willingly, and then he wants to do this thing for 36 hours or whatever, and he starts drugging everybody in the room to kind of keep them compliant. I think at that point, a lot of people may have showed up as, hey, let's go do this. But we've all gotten ourselves occasionally right into situations where we go, oh my God, right? I certainly did, right? I went to prison. So, but it's, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, Amy, there's going to be a range of people at the parties. There's going to be like his fan people. He's got the females and males, ladies of the night genre that are being transported in. There's a lawsuit where the lady said she had to wear black to stand out at the white party to show that she was accessible for certain carnal relations with people. Then you got all the employees, you got the bodyguards. There's going to be a whole spectrum of people at the freak-offs. And it's like...
You also have to keep in mind, too, that the every one of these parties, he's got a absolute gaggle of photographers and videographers. They're going to document this stuff. So that first level, you're not going to see debauchery, right? Because these are famous people that if they got photographed in that kind of situation, because a lot of these people, like, there are presidents that showed up at this guy's birthday parties, you know? So there is definitely that one level where they're walking around taking pictures. So the level of these parties, I think it gets more bacchanalia, you know, the higher up the chain you go on this thing.
Where is all of Diddler's money?
According to Forbes, it's down to at last count about 400 million, and they said about 200 million of that was basically almost liquid. Like he could put his hands on that if he really had to, right? You know, a lot of stuff is tied up in real estate that's mortgaged to the hilt and stuff like that. But he's not without liquid assets. And that probably has to do with his settlement with Diageo, right? That was $200 million, I believe, was the settlement, right? So, but they're claiming he's at $400 million. He told the world he was a billionaire a lot, right? Allegedly, Diageo paid him $1 billion. So I would say that there's probably a crap load of Sean Combs money missing. Even if, you know, Forbes says, yeah, he's got 400. Where's the 300 above that? That's a lot of money. But stock and things like that, if you know, Sean John's gone. There's a lot of, he really has taken a hit in everything. The only thing he's got left now is his music label. He's not manufacturing anything or selling anything. All those brands are dead.
Yeah, so viewers, I did a video about Diageo, which Tommy just raised. They are on the record saying that they did give him $1 billion from the inception of the relationship over the years, primarily with, you know, with the alcohol, the Ciroc.
The Ciroc, Ciroc, yep. And De Leon.
Yeah.
De Leon tequila, yep.
They capitalized at 55 billion British pounds, and they're almost 10% owned by BlackRock. So Gordon Jackson, Diddler wants the names of the does in the lawsuits released. Isn't that like an admission of guilt from his side?
Boy, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I mean, a logical thinker. The first thing I thought was he has essayed so many people, right? You know, if you're somebody that did this to two people and they came at you and said you're being accused of, your head's going to go, oh no, those two people. But if you did this over 25 years, that's probably a question you're going to need, right? Yeah, you're going to have to tell me a little more about these Jane Does because, you know, I did this three or four times a day. You know, this guy, if I read the Cassie Ventura lawsuit, like the entire thing, if you read the entire thing, it is so disturbing. He was a guy that just put his hands on women in a violent fashion constantly. And he did it in front of the entire world. Like everyone who was around in his sphere of influence watched that poor girl get beat.
How long did it take you to read that lawsuit and what stood out the most?
The better part of an entire evening. And I think that's probably the takeaway for me was just how abusive and abusive for no reason. There are some times in there where like she shook a guy's hand at a birthday party, right? It was the man's birthday. And she said, "Hey, happy birthday." In fact, it was to Meek Mills, I believe, is who she did it to at Meek Mills' birthday. Diddy was sitting in the middle and he leaned forward and she just said, "Hey, happy birthday." Gone. Picked her up. We're leaving the party. Gone. And then ended up just beating the brakes off of her because she had the audacity to shake a man's hand. This guy, I think, you know, we've already heard allegedly that he had said to a friend, "You want to see me make this employee cry?" And did this kind of crap for grins, like, and literally brought one of his bodyguards said that he watched Diddy do this for entertainment, right? We're talking about a guy that has bad wiring, right? There are people that do bad things, and I'm sorry, I believe there are bad people. And everyone I know that's done time will tell you the same thing. Because you come across people in prison, and you're like, you know what, man? This guy screwed up. He was chasing money, right? He was doing whatever. Or he snapped, and he did something in the spur of the moment, right? There are people in prison that you meet that you go, yeah, kind of makes sense to me. And then there are the people like this cat, you know, that are just, you know, everything they do is evil. He an abusive guy. they've only said one thing in a really long time, right? And it was, "Hey, Piers Morgan, you better take this down." Right? Other than that, they're not. They don't have a whole lot to say. And I think that all of the rumors that have been going on in this industry, you know, around Sean Combs for a really long time, allegedly have been going on also around Sean Carter for a really long time. And he had a thing for girls that were way under the age of 18. And like, this isn't a secret, right? These are girls' names we know, including Beyonce, right? That she was not, she wasn't 18 when they began hanging out. Don't kid yourself. They weren't.
Yeah. You know, that all came to the front because of the Piers Morgan interview with Jaguar Wright. And I saw, Tommy, you did a reaction video to the interview with Jaguar Wright we had on this channel. What stood out to you the most with Jaguar when we spoke to him?
There was a couple of here's the thing. I love Jaguar. I really do. And I think people misunderstand me sometimes. But she's a performer. And I'm not saying that what she's saying isn't true. What I'm saying is she's an excellent communicator. Like public speaking style, she has the ability to make you not look away like very few people I've ever seen, right? She's super, super talented, but she's been telling these stories for so long that it's like, you know, I worked as a public speaker and you get to a point where after you've done 200 shows that, you know, if you take a breath for just 2 seconds longer, the reaction you're going to get is going to be different. And I feel like that's starting to happen with Jaguar, and that starts to look, it starts to make people question. And I don't think we should, but there's so much. Okay. So the two things that killed me, one was that the tunnels underneath Diddy's house were visited by L. Ron Hubbard. That one was big. Like that was really big. And the other one that floored me, and it's still flooring me. I've been trying to research this. Like you have no idea how much time I've put into this already. The judge in Pennsylvania, she said there was a judge and she had the ability to go into that court and do thumbs up or thumbs down. And that would be the difference between, you know, somebody like us getting locked up and going away or somebody like us getting sent home. And that while working as the dominatrix, she was hired to get info on this guy. And she was, you know, "I want to know who hired her." Like, I want to know who the hell you were hired to do that. Please tell me who hired you. Because I think that's the answer and I don't think she would have answered you if you asked, but that would have been it would be nice to have her answer, but she wouldn't answer that. And probably for good reason, right? If you know who those people are, I think what's probably keeping her alive is that she's not saying their name.
Put one in the chat if you saw the interview with Jaguar Wright that we did a few days ago. Put a two in the chat if you haven't seen it. And yes, we have reached out to Ali Carter. And Ali Carter is deciding what to do next. Looks like quite a few people saw that. So we have interviewed on this channel years ago because YouTube didn't like it at all. Some of those ladies of the night who specialize in domination. And they told us that these people who are in these high power positions, judges, cops, CEOs, for them, it's like a complete release to have these women just boss them around and spit on them and do all these things.
They lose, they hand over the control that they have to have 24/7 within their normal life. They hand it over to somebody else. And I don't doubt it, right? I don't doubt that these kind of things happen, but it's just so disturbing as a guy that's done three prison riffs. The last sentence I got sentenced the day after the San Bernardino mass shooting, right? The day after it. And I had a lot of the same type of hardware on my case as was used in that. The first thing he said when I walked in, you know, the things that you have were used yesterday. I went, oh boy, I am in deep doo-doo. And that's kind of how it works, right? If the judge hits four red lights on the way to work and his wife gives him crap about something when he gets up in the morning and he steps on a Lego, you're getting more time. Right. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. It's a sad world. But, you know, the idea that it could be something worse than that, the idea that somebody could have the power. I kind of like to know how many times that power was used, because that's scary to me, man. Scary.
Yeah. The two cliches the old timers told me in the Arizona system early on was that your sentence will be determined by what the judge has for his breakfast and that a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I've heard a couple of other things concerning judges and whether or not they were having decent relations at the time, you know, with as long as they were getting along with their wife the right way. I've never actually caught a judge who seemed to have had a decent breakfast or caught green lights on the way. That judge has never yet resided over me.
Yeah, from speaking to these ladies of the night that specialize in domination, they say that over time they get so much power and control over these people who are high up in society, they will get them to do whatever they want. They'll get them to go home and sleep next to their wives, for example, but they'll have like some kind of gear on, some kind of gear from that community, let's say. I'm trying to phrase this carefully.
Yes, I got you.
yeah, and really put themselves at risk of their careers and their relationships. So in the context of what I heard from these women, it did make sense what Jaguar said. All right, question from Queenie. And we've got over 2,000 watching live now. I'm here with Tommy Scoville, the Lifeboat YouTube channel. Please subscribe. You know, he's been on six times now since this broke. So we owe him some love on his channel. Queenie wants to know, what baffles me is how the justice system seems to be focusing on freak-offs instead of all the child victims. Do you think they will soon start to focus on that?
I think, and this is just my opinion, 100% on this one, right? This is my opinion. But once the grand jury will indict a ham sandwich, right? Absolutely a fact. Everybody knows it. But then you have to prosecute that ham sandwich, right? So I think that the grand jury was their way of taking three charges, one of which was RICO, which was going to let them do so much, right? Legally, they have the ability to go and look at prior acts and all of these things that maybe never could have come in. Kid Cudi's car, right? That statutes of limitations are going to be up on a lot of these crimes, but they're not going to be if there's a RICO. So I think that those first three indictments were just to get Mr. Combs into his new facility at the MDX Brooklyn. I don't think that it was about that necessarily. I really wholeheartedly believe that we're going to see so many more charges. I really believe that we're going to see superseding indictments with kids. And the fact that Bisbee is releasing this stuff as he's doing it, right? People are going to demand it. And if there aren't some kids in this case, people are going to go nuts.
I forgot when you brought up handshakes earlier on, it triggered the video of Liam Payne, who tragically died recently, the One Direction star, where he goes on the talk show and he describes his Diddy experience. Did you see that clip?
I did. He actually, he met both Diddy and Jay-Z in the same evening, and he talked about Diddy coming up and shaking his hand and holding it way too long. And as he was doing it, he said he had this deep kind of evil laugh, you know, and he said he was holding on to the kid's hand and not letting go and freaking him out. You know, Liam was like, holy hell, longest handshake in history. And then he went over to, because he saw Jay-Z and he was, you know, kind of excited. He was walking over there and a bodyguard kind of like hip checked him out of the way. But you got the feeling from what he said that those were two really frightening people. Like, it wasn't like being around, you know, rock stars. It was like being around gangsters. It was like being around the criminals. You know, scary stuff.
Sadists. world downside up. Why would the diddler not have set up a dead man switch as an insurance policy?
You know what? It's an excellent question, right? Especially when you consider that we think November, right? In November, there was the Cassie Ventura lawsuit. She came at him years before that, right? With the book angle, and he's known about the great chance of this coming. I think it's hubris. I think that he had so many people in law enforcement, right? That he had either on staff or whatever, but he had a lot of pull. You know, Busby says what we're going to be shocked about is the number of people who reported these things, right? People who went and said, yep, I did everything. I went to the emergency room, I went to the hospital, and then I went down and told the police. So what happened? Right? What happened to all these? I think he thought he was untouchable, and I think he thought he was untouchable because of the people that he either works for or he's got tapes on. I think, again, right, not to throw 40 of you at once, but I also wholeheartedly believe that he was a confidential informant at one time for the feds. And I think that at some point we're going to find out that this was one of those situations. It happens all the time. The John DeLorean case, right? The CI in that, they gave the CI pistols for Christmas that had stuff on. They ended up going to prison. There was all kinds of cases where the handler and the criminal end up way too tight, and they protect these people through bodies sometimes. I think the guy's been getting protected by the feds since probably that nightclub incident. I think that's probably when that started.
Frisk wants you to explain what a dead man switch is.
Yeah, it's something that you need to hold in your hand to make sure that it doesn't go off. So if somebody were to maybe put a bullet in you, as you fall down, you're going to let go of that switch, and usually there's a loud boom. But often it is meant as something that would destroy everything you had. Like if they were coming, you could pull a pin and everything would be great. You know, destroy everything you got. But after doing time, have you ever met anybody there's not a criminal that does this, because you while you're going, I mean, there are some safeguards you put in place and you think it's going to be enough. You're fighting the United States of America. But I think this guy thought he was untouchable. And why not? He's been doing this unabated since he started his business.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Kath wants to know if you think he will be Epstein'd.
Yes, and I do not. But I was laughing because Epstein is now a it's a verb that we use right? There's nobody on planet Earth that doesn't know what Epstein means, because it doesn't mean doing it yourself. It means having them do it to you. It would be too obvious. It would be way too obvious. I don't think that'll happen. I wouldn't be surprised if the guy overdosed. I wouldn't. And I don't think it would be hard to make it happen. He really allegedly has a vicious opiate addiction. Take it from a guy that had a vicious opiate addiction. If they slid oxys under the door, he'd sit there and go, nah, these things are going to be poisoned. I can't take these. Nah, man, there's no way. And within 15 minutes, he'd do them. It's just, it's how it works with that addiction. That's pretty ugly. And he, by all, everyone says he went in there and had to kick. And if that's the case, I promise you the first 6 months are going to be miserable. I mean, there's only about 72 hours of like sickness, but he's not going to sleep. His thought processes are going to be messed up. And he didn't go without for decades, allegedly, right? That's a hell of a habit.
Yeah, I think there is a risk of it, Calf. But like Tommy said, I don't think they would use the exact same method they used on Jeffrey. So I've written a book, Who Killed Epstein, Bill Clinton or Prince Andrew. And in it, we go all over all the different methods that can be utilized. And I think because of his history with substances, that would be less suspicious if they went down that route.
And they know that there's a ton of that stuff inside. And right now they're having tons of inmates who are ODing. This would not be a stretch by any stretch. People, I don't think it would be hard for people to believe. You know, the thing that blows me away, I was in the feds and I've been on both sides of the watch, where people look at you to make sure you don't harm yourself, right? And they said the camera was out. I mean, you've been to the joint. There's a camera here, there's a camera here, there's a camera here, right? There are cameras every 35 feet. Okay, so we don't see who entered the cell. Let's see who walked by, right? They're going to be on some other camera. Every camera in the facility would have to be out to not be able to track that person from right before they disappear in front of his cell all the way to the parking lot, right? They're so full of it. It's the dumbest. Anyone who's done time just went, the camera's out. What the hell does that mean? Right? One of the cameras was out. It wouldn't have been in his cell anyway, right? But there are literally cameras every 5 feet in the beds. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, someone just asked if I think Epstein saved his life. I don't. I mean, I know there's a theory that he's on some island, but
I don't buy it.
So Adam wants to know, do you think Diddy's sons will be prosecuted?
I think that one will. I don't know about all of them, but there is the allegation of his son, the one that I believe they call King, right, that was on the yacht and assaulted a woman on the yacht. And that was, I believe, during the same time period that Little Rob was talking about everything that was happening to him on that same boat. So,
Lisa wants to know if you think any of his money is offshore. I think all these people got offshore money.
Yeah, well, he had made statements concerning, allegedly, he has made statements concerning, only stupid people pay taxes, and that, you know, he was putting stuff offshore. There's a ton of cash missing, right? There is. If you do the math, there should be a ton of cash somewhere. So, and I believe, right, I think that when this all shakes out, we're going to find out that they were doing no joke rackets. Like, those private jets were probably moving weight all over the U.S. I think that when you get guys who were gangsters and you turn them into musicians that make a fortune, your brain doesn't, you know, you're always a criminal. Even if you don't commit crimes, if you walk into a room, you're going to be different than the next guy because of the things that we've done and the places we've been. And if you got on a jet without walking through security of any kind and no one's touching your bags, it wouldn't take long to go, holy hell, how easy would it be to just fly a couple of keys from LA to New York? And I mean, I promise you that the temptation when you got your own jet to not break the law with it, if you had been in that business at one time, I don't know, man. I think we're going to find out they were moving weight.
2,500 watching with Tommy Scoville, The Lifeboat on YouTube. Please sub. And the next one is from Queenick. Do you think they will really crack down on all the perpetrators, all the way up to the politicians, and release the names to the public, or will they be hidden like the Epstein list?
I think that they made a I think that the people that run this, right, the guys that are that are doing the actual puppetry made a huge error. We've never had this ability for somebody that got assaulted 25 years ago, right, to come to court and say, I want my day in court, and to take civil action, right? This is a brand new thing. This did not take place at the same time that they were going after Epstein. If it did, we would have seen a bunch of people come out of the woodwork and say this happened or whatever. These things running parallel at the same time, Sunday, right? Busby said two well-known stars, a man and a woman, right, are involved, and there's a minor. We're gonna get those names, right? There's no, they're not going to be able to protect those with an NDA. We're talking about crimes now, and I think that, I don't know if Busby is doing it because he's a freaking patriot, or if he's just trying to make money, or if it's a combination of the two, but I believe those lawsuits running about the same parallel track as the criminal case, I think it's going to be really hard to bury this time. I think it's going to be really hard to bury because people are going to get their day in court. That's never been an option.
Thank you for subscribing to the Lifeboat, Amy.
Appreciate that.
All right, so a lot of people are asking about body doubles. There's some theories about body doubles. It's not really him in prison, etc. This is something that's just come up recently.
Yeah, this has gotten a lot of traction for a long time. That there are people that say Avril Lavigne has been replaced. There are people that say Kanye's been replaced, and there are people who are definitely right now saying that guy that's in jail isn't Sean Combs. I'm not buying that in the slightest. I'm not. I don't. I think that absolutely they got Sean Combs, and if they didn't, the arrest, the clips from the lobby look pretty damn good. And his family would show up every day and go visit the guy, and you know, do all the things that are being done. I think it'd be a little harder than people give it credit for. We watch a lot of movies, sadly, but I don't think they could pull that off.
Gordon wants to know what you know about DJ Khaled.
I know that he sold a restaurant to a guy that just got busted for, he got hemmed up in that case out of Canada with the former Olympian who they say was moving 60 tons a year of the Bolivian marching powder through LA to points east and directly up north. And that's probably about the most I know about him. There doesn't seem to be a lot of dirt about him being near any of these type of things. I can't seem to tie him to any of that.
And then a lot of people asking about the girl that the diddler adopted. I think we covered that.
That girl's in good shape. You got nothing to worry about. That girl has, I mean, think about if you were her. Would you want your name associated in any way, shape, or form? Like her Instagram used to have Combs as the last name. This, because adoptions are private, if somebody says, yeah, I adopted this kid, there's literally no way you could disprove it. It's impossible to go and pull paperwork that you can't even access to see if it exists. It seemed like it was very tongue-in-cheek, kind of fake. And he didn't find the girl in the street, right? This girl's parents were friends with them, and their kids hung out. This was a well-to-do family in a well-to-do neighborhood. This was not somebody that they picked up in the street. Sounded like a good story, no truth.
Yeah, we've got a few people asking about, because I know there's been toing and froing with the bail applications, saying that is he going to get released? Does he have a chance on bail?
Well, this is what's what's kind of a bummer is that he got turned down twice, right? And then the second judge, this is how everybody gets turned down in the feds. First, the magistrate judge dumps you, and then your real judge. Well, the real judge recused himself. I said that there's scheduling obligations in one comment, and another comment it had something to do with his wife and the people that she represented, because she's a big name lawyer that deals with huge financial institutions or whatever. But it happens a lot with this guy. And he recused himself. Well, the new judge said, yeah, and if you're going to be arguing anything on bail, he actually brought it up. So Diddy's camp has said to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, hold that thought on their appeal, right? They said, I want to leave the appeal in there in abeyance. So it's just going to sit there. If the judge that they have now, Submarinian, if he says, no, I'm not giving it to you, then that second court appeals will go. So he's going to get two more bites at this apple. There's absolutely no two ways about it. However, the video of him assaulting Cassie Ventura is enough for almost any judge to say this man's a danger to women. And with all of the stuff that's coming out, I would, if he gets out on bail, he's also going to be found not guilty. Because if he gets out on bail, the fix is in, right? This is a crime that the crimes he's accused of, you don't, it's not assumed you get bail. It's assumed you don't, right? The fact that he's got high powered mouthpieces is the only reason that they're putting these packages together, but it's supposed to be equitable. Did they give you an opportunity to hire your own police force when, you know, and go home and hang out with your family? Because I didn't get that shot. Hey, design your own pre-trial detention. No, they just threw me in a cage. You know, I didn't even get a shot. They honestly, they wouldn't even, no bail hearing, no nothing. You're screwed. You're staying here.
Thanks for finding Tommy's channel, Jarhead.
Appreciate you. A
few questions come in about the Kardashians. What's the draw to the Kardashians dating these scum hood guys? And what do you think about the Kardashian owning a church and funneling money through it for Diddy victims?
So what's the thing with the Kardashians? You want my opinion? Here's my opinion. My opinion is they are a billion dollar a year industry, right? The youngest daughter's a billionaire, the youngest female billionaire in history, right? These people, the amount of business that they crank out just being who they are, right? And why not? Because a sex tape shouldn't really propel a family that far. But they don't buy toilet paper unless they have a group of people that study and find out what toilet paper in the United States is the most popular. I promise, everything they do is run through analytics, and people said to them, if you really want this to go big, may I suggest how all of you move forward? And everything they do has been sculpted and planned to appeal to the largest group of people that they possibly could. They missed me in that equation. I've never understood it for a second, but some people do, I guess.
Just Maricopa. Shout out to my friend on the screen. That's also known as Bruno, who was in Towers Jail with me back in 2002, 2003. Send Diddy to Maricopa for some slop, some of the Red Death with the occasionally had a dead rat in it.
What day was Red Death? Is that Wednesday?
Every day.
Oh, no. Well, that's terrible. In the feds, you want to get
it. There was no variation. I remember once they buried it. They gave us like eggplant for a month. It was like leather, it was like a shoe leather.
Well, you know what? He was pretty fond of bragging that the police dogs had a larger budget per day than the inmates did when it came to food. He wasn't a particularly kind guy with inmates. I was never a fan of his.
Costs us more to feed our police dogs than our prisoners.
And yeah, they brag about that.
Working for a living, he said. 50 cents or less per day. All right, so Bo, who owned Diddy's home before him?
I can't answer that. And I have it on a piece of paper somewhere, but I don't have it here. And there's a couple of different places. One of the places that he lives is literally like billionaire row. Every single person in there is, these are really ridiculous. He just listed one for $62 million. $62 million. Can you wrap your brain around that? I have a hard time with those kind of figures when you say, well, that's for a, right. I mean, there's extravagance and then there's just, but if this is what you do for a living, right? You need that, right? You got the six flat screen TVs with 30 images on each one, right? According to a witness, that's 180 cameras, right? Running. So that's a lot of information. And that'll explain the 9 terabytes off of just 8 devices. I bet they're going to yield things. They're going to have to do superseding indictments because they're never going to be able to pull this case off on the time frame that they got. And what'll kick that right out the window is a good old fashioned superseding indictment, right? That's going to restart the clock and change up everything. And I would imagine they could probably stretch a few of those out if they really needed to.
Yeah, eggplant is also known as aubergine. Depends what country you're in. All right, so almost 3,000 watching now. I'm with Tommy Scoville. the Lifeboat YouTube channel. And huge thank you. We've had loads of people in the comments already saying that they have subscribed to your channel this evening. His link, link is in the description box below this video. So Maria, there was an announcement of an investigation here in the UK, but I've not had any update on that since. Are you aware, Tommy, of any international tentacles to this?
Well, here's what I will say, right? This investigation was headed up by the Department of Homeland Security, and their reach is different than the reach of the FBI, and it's also very specified. And the kind of crimes that he's accused of, right, the HT crime in particular, is one that, I don't think there's any chance on God's green earth, if they weren't going to places like Great Britain to look for stuff like this, I think they probably could have done it with the feds, right? I mean, I think that this probably crossed some borders. And allegedly, he has a house on the border of Mexico, like a setup house. That's been alleged.
So Manuel's pointing out about mortgages. Some people, if they're going to get in trouble, if bankruptcy is imminent, or if legal problems, incarceration are imminent, they will mortgage up to the hilt. So when the crapola hits the fan and they come to analyze the assets, the guy's already got all this money up front, collateralizing the assets and blitzed it somewhere or hid it somewhere. So that's a strategy, isn't it, that this kind of person could employ?
Absolutely. And again, so I have no reason to think Diageo is full of crap, right? So there's $1 billion that was paid to this dude. He brags. He pays for nothing. Like, this is something he's bragged about. This has come up from multiple people. It's in Cassie's lawsuit that he said he didn't pay for the parties. He paid for nothing. So these are big name people, right? These are people who may have been knighted. These are people who have immense pull with huge companies that are bankroll and stuff. People like Diageo, right? Like, if he was throwing a party, you don't think Chirac was tossing a little money his way via Diageo? I promise you. Like, you walked in the door and they had the De Leon tequila waiting for every single person that came through the door. He was pushing these brands to the point that, I mean, say what you will, hate the guy. He was an amazing, his ability to get a product into the hands of people was impressive, right? Really impressive. And there was they were moving that booze. Holy God in heaven, were they moving that booze.
Has anyone else been indicted besides him in a RICO case? That's from Shannon.
There has not yet been anybody announced, but I promise you, fear not, those names are coming, because these, just take the freak-offs, forget everything else, right? But just take the freak-offs. He's on a couple of different talk shows saying that he doesn't check into a hotel room. That's not how it works. Somebody checks in at the front desk. They go upstairs and sex it up for him, right? Go in and throw some, they're setting up for this filming and for all of this stuff. So you got a team of people that are going in there to set this thing up. You got a team of people who acquired the chemicals involved. You got a team of people who are cleaning up. And then you got, I mean, they're just the number of people. If I were KK, I'd be nervous.
Question from MFL. Do you think Diddy was making side money through the party favors?
I think that the entire business was based on making money on the party favors in one way or another, whether it's, you know, you give somebody something that if you have on film, it's not just this will ruin your career. This will send you to prison, right? For a really long time with a jacket that you would rather be dead than have. Right, to go in there with that kind of thing around your neck, I don't care who you are, that's going to be a really tough bid. And I think that this was the business model. That's what the government is alleging. This was a blackmail scheme, a really beautifully run blackmail scheme that maybe he owned some cops, right? Maybe he owned, but he did it with impunity for decades. You know, we know that he got away with that in a nightclub, right? This guy was bulletproof.
So Shannon wants to know, doesn't Diddy have the right to know who his accusers are?
Oh, and he will. He will. He wants the right to know who his accusers are immediately. And through discovery and everything else, he's going to have a really They're going to give him a ton of information on all of these people. The trouble is this. This is a guy who has the ability to have his individuals go and threaten people or coerce people or whatever. There has already been allegedly, right? But the government says that there were texts where he said to one individual, "Hey, you know what to do, and I got you. Right? I got you. You're set. Right? Rest of your life set." Like you, those kind of, the stuff that they're alleging he did. One woman was contacted 54 times, right? And then he said, "Oh, I didn't know she was on the grand jury." Who isn't going to be, man? Everybody's got to be on that grand jury. And he knows, trust me, he knew that person was on the grand jury. That's why he had called the person 54 times. But the defense is saying some of those people were calling him. And it's exactly what a defense attorney would say.
Question from Lou. We know what happens to the men to humiliate them on camera. What happens to the girls, Taylor Swift, etc.?
I don't know that. I don't know exactly how it works outside of Diddy's world. And I think that Taylor Swift was probably insulated from that, right? But I'm sure that no, she is not, and not alleged to be at any level. No one has ever said. But make no mistake, you will find pictures of her, right, at places like VMA awards or after parties, because that's kind of a thing, right?
What about Jay Simpson, a trainer for years, H. Pasternak?
I don't know the answer to that either. I was always a fan of her, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't. But again, like I spent all night going through pictures of images from after parties. Again, these aren't going to be taken in the right in the back rooms. This is going to be taken in that one spot right where you walk in, and they got the place to take photos. But you won't believe. I mean, you're not going to be able to find stars that aren't there. There's just a lot of people at these parties.
You've had several plane questions come in, Aaron. I'll read them to you. What news have you heard on Diddy's private plane going off radar for 7 hours before his arrest? And from Manuel. What about the theory that the alleged empty jet was actually being sent to pick up a person rather than picking up things? Do you think it's possible? And a few others have come in, but yeah, here we go. Sarah, what about his jet? Did it not go somewhere without him?
Allegedly, it did. Allegedly, it went to an island, right? Now, there is a service we all probably are aware of where, you can tap into a network that we didn't used to be able to tap into, and you could track any single plane on planet Earth if you know, the call numbers for that particular plane. And that was set up for the National Transportation Safety Board, keep the skies safe, right? But people realize that there's a lot of money to be made for people like us if they rent the ability to go and track stuff like that, which is... Yeah, his plane has been cited in Auckland that there's some truth to that. He's trying to dump this thing, right? Right now, he's got a $60 million weight around his neck. This is about as useful as, just a waste of time to have this thing in his life. And I think that it's probably in Auckland either being set up to be sold or something else. But there's so much weird stuff about what happened that day. Right. The fact that he wasn't there is, I don't know. I'm shocked that you planned a raid that beautifully. Maybe they didn't want him home. Right. Who knows? But it's odd.
Are we aware whether it was his plane or whether that was rented?
Allegedly, he owns it outright. He's in the process of trying to sell it. And I don't think that would be BS because that's what he told the court. They're trying to dump that.
Question from Adam. Will he need to pay for protection in jail? And if so, who would he be paying?
Absolutely. And probably the guy that's running the pod that he's in, probably the guy that's running the yard that he's on, right? He's going to be paying rent to a lot of folks, right? Because every yard's got somebody who basically runs that yard. And that person is going to want to get paid to allow that dirtbag to be there, if anybody will allow him to be there. There's a lot of yards he's going to go to where they're going to just go, no, it's not going to happen. He's got foul charges, right? Really foul charges. He's going to be paying the biggest people he can and all of them. Because once you start paying a unit full of people, that everybody in that unit's going to go up and go, hey, why is he paying for those people? Seriously, because I'd like to hurt him too. So why don't you pick up a little something for me or send my girl money, because this is going to be street to street. This ain't going to be commissary. He's going to be paying.
How many chances do you get bailing the
I didn't even get one, but this cat's going to get four. He's going to get four. I didn't get one, and I got busted twice, and I didn't get one shot at it. So normally, like, I didn't know anybody in the feds. I did not know one person the entire, because I asked everybody, hey, did you get out on bail? And people just laughed. I didn't know anybody in the feds that got out on bail. Sam Bankman-Fried freaked me out. Like, when they said the guy was out on bail, I was like, bail? They do bail? Yeah, I was always under the impression that, yeah, that they just don't allow it, man. We tried.
Adam is saying, with multiple cases ongoing, do you think there's a risk of his funds being totally depleted?
I think that there's an excellent chance that the vast majority of his wealth will be completely depleted. They're calling the defense team the $100 million defense, right? I don't know if that's the truth or it's just kind of a cool name, but I would imagine that his defense is going to run into the friggin' ludicrous. And if you're a guy that has a $60 million form of transportation, of which you have several others that fly, right? If you're a guy that has a $60 million home, but you have several others of that same size, this is one of those dudes that probably views spending $100 million on on freedom as a really good investment. But I think most of this money is going to sadly be gone. The music catalog sees that.
Silence is saying, Muslim gangs control many UK prisons. Do they have the same influence in the USA?
No, they do not. There are some yards where you'll have a decent sized Muslim car. I've never been on a yard where they ran a yard. And usually they're just going to be answering to the brothers in that car. But no, I'm not really an issue in the US.
Yes, Silence. So if you're interested in that subject, we've been doing studio podcasts for the past 4 days, nonstop filming. And we filmed the guy who entered the UK prison system with a hit on him from the Muslim gang, and all the way through it, he's just trying to stay alive, and things are happening, and it's like a Rambo movie, the way he's going through it like that. It's absolutely insane.
But he made it out.
God. In my own experience in Arizona, the four major gangs were, there was the whites, was about a quarter, the Mexicans about a quarter, Mexican-Americans about a quarter, the blacks were about 10-15%, and then other, and the blacks did go to the Muslim services, but didn't have the same influence. What I learned was whoever's got the most numbers, they dominate and usually brutalize the ones that have got the least numbers.
Yeah, in the feds, it's pretty well structured so that, like, if you're a Asian Islander, right, you got the smallest car in the BOP, unless you're like from Croatia, you know what I mean? Like, if you're from another country, you almost have no car. But the Asian Islanders, every yard's got seven or eight of them, right? It's a very, very small car, but nobody picks on these guys. Nobody goes after these guys. But you're right. Whatever group usually has the largest numbers will have that yard, although there are some exceptions. And there are, in the feds, there's a lot of symmetry between the organizations, right? So the black car rides with a certain Mexican group, and the whites ride with a certain Mexican group. And there's a lot of weirdness,
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
there is a lot of weirdness. There's a different world, and you would think it was, if you get out and you think, whoa,
I'm telling you, it's unreal. It's one of those things that, you know, and I did a show on Sundays. I do a show where we talk about prison, because most of the time I don't. And I swear to you, there's a hangover after every show, right? Because it's always me and a convict, and you end up talking about it, and you're like, oh man, some of the crap he saw, you know, it's just terrible.
Someone's wondering whether the doctors and the IV drips weren't IV drips. It was more nefarious reasons.
It absolutely could be. But if you take people and you force substances on them, and those substances are heavy in the amphetamine, you know, side of the stuff where you're taking people up and hard, very often those kind of you get dehydrated anyway, right? And he's telling these people and directing them to do very physical things for allegedly days at a time. So I think that they probably had to do this. It doesn't necessarily have to be a doctor. You know, in Arizona, there are services you can call that will come out and run an IV bag on you, because it's just so damn hot here. But it would have to be somebody medically trained, though. It's not just a friend.
Seago, do you think his celebrity has any weight on less danger for him, given the nature of his crimes and how these people are treated by other inmates in prison?
I think that in this particular case, his celebrity is the worst thing that could possibly happen to him, right? There are people, when you get like the yards I was describing, where I said on these yards, you're going to have people that didn't have a weird case. They are there because of prison drama and they got kicked off the mainline, right? Those individuals are going to be on the same yard with the weirdos. There's not going to be anybody that doesn't know who he is, right? And on those yards, those guys probably aren't talking, but there's probably a good idea of which guy is a guy that he's not here for bad paperwork, but he got in trouble in the system. That's going to be, no, being that well-known, he can't fly under the radar at any time. Every person that goes like this goes, oh, kids, instantly, right? That's a tough thing. That's a really tough thing, because people like him would like to fly under the radar. They'd like to just stare at their boots and hope that they can do their sentence without a lot of people finding out why they're there. Everybody's going to find out why he's there.
Question from Netta, what his first name is almost a rearrangement of my surname.
Yeah.
A few letters added. All right. I saw a video of Ice Cube saying that the record labels have their hands in the prison system. Do you think the diddlers made money too from the prison system?
Without a doubt. I think that they definitely have recruited from in there, because there's the whole street cred thing or whatever. So there is a decent amount of recruiting that goes on. And I think it's fascinating that Ice Cube comes out and talks about, I think he's probably the only star I'm really confident wasn't at any of those parties where he's worried about pictures. Cause he comes out and talks about this stuff like pretty openly. That and Feldman, they're the only two that seem like they're willing to talk about it openly. Everybody else is worried.
Yeah. So did he get a billion from Diageo? Makes all this money for Diageo, way more than a billion in revenue. And that some of that money goes to BlackRock, who own almost 10% of Diageo. And then BlackRock is one of the biggest investors in the private prison industries. So,
well, and when you pump that much flavored, these vodkas weren't the kind of stuff that you would go and get regular vodkas, right? These vodkas were flavored. These are the kind of vodkas that there are people out there who believe that all of that was part of they're trying to create crime. They're trying to do all these things. And the industry certainly glamorizes that, right? Big time. And like I've said a million times, that if I was in the law library in prison, there were three guys who were in there writing rap songs, and they were rapping them back and forth to each other. Everybody in there, right? You say, hey, what do you do? I'm a rapper. Of course you are, man. Like, as soon as you got through the intake process, you became a rapper. Everybody in there, man. For real. It's they're aspiring. The saddest thing in the world, just 30 seconds. The last yard I was on, I met a kid that was a bank robber. And he came up and he said, you've been busted for bank robbery, right? I said, yeah. I said, you know, tell me what you did. You know, what happened, kid? And he said, what was your plan? He said, my plan was to get caught. I swear to God, I said, your plan was what? And he's like, yeah, man, you can't make an album without having something on your record. And he's like, I researched it. I knew if I didn't use a pew-pew and I just used a letter and no threat, I could be out in 46 months. I just went, oh my God, dude, you just peed 46 months of your life down the toilet, right? You're going to look back someday and go, that was not the brightest thing I've ever done.
Over 3,000 watching live with Tommy. Nice. Please sub to the Lifeboat on YouTube. Adam, if he had decided to run instead of going to New York to basically hand himself in, where do you think he would have headed? My guess is Dubai.
I think Dubai would have been on the list, but I think there's an excellent chance he would have ended up eventually in a place like Vietnam. There are places that are actually pretty serious about not allowing U.S. To go in there for any reason, right? Like they're going to be really pissed if they find out there's an extraction team from the U.S. heading into Vietnam for any reason, right? That's just not going to go over. And that's a country that people bring up a lot if they're getting ready to run. People in prison would talk about it. It used to be Thailand, and it's not anymore. Now where people run to is Vietnam more often.
Queenick, I did a video. It's in the Diddy playlist on my channel about BlackRock and Diageo taking Diddy down. The playlist, the link is in the description box if you're watching this on YouTube. And the next question for Tommy is from Maria. Why is Diddy pushing for a trial?
I think the reason that they're trying to get a speedy trial, Diddy's can't make a deal on this. Like, he can't, right? His only hope right now is a Hail Mary. Like, he has to win. If he doesn't, he's probably spending the rest of his life incarcerated. He knows with all of the crimes, he needs a miracle, right? So the miracle is probably a lot of it is with 90 terabytes just off of 8 devices. Let's get this thing into court before they have an opportunity to really go through every single thing on this, right? Let's get RICO wrapped up and done, because they could probably go on for the next 10 or 15 years, right? I mean, honestly, how do you investigate something that's, this kind of magnitude? It's just incredible.
Yeah, and there's a lot of reverse psychology when it comes to plea bargaining and posturing that you're going to go to trial.
Right to the box.
Yeah, if you posture, then it does increase your plea bargaining power, but you're adding on risk that it is going to go to trial and you're just going to get...
Yeah, you're rolling the dice viciously. And I know so many people that in the state, they used to say, man, wait, tell them you're going to take this thing to trial. Tell them you're going to take it to trial. And on the day of jury selection, whatever the deal they offered you was, let's say they offered you 4 years, right? You go back and go, look, man, you give me 3.5. I'll plead today, man. We don't have to go through this trial. Save you guys the money. And that works a lot in the state. In the feds, there are people that try that, and the federal government just goes, no, we'll just, not deal. We'll just go. And then, yeah, I'll take the 5. No, you'll take nothing. We're going to court, and I'm going to give you 30. Right? You'll be a lesson to every guy you talk to in there. And that's how they do it. Like, for real. Terrible stuff.
Your whole life can be thrown away in one misjudgment.
Because they're angry at you, right? For real. Because the offer that they bring in, I tell the story a bunch, but I know a guy that turned down, right, the smallest deal and got 10 times. They were going to give him 3 years. And his response was, if you're offering 3 years, you got nothing on me. And they just thought it was kind of a BS case. But, oh, want to play? All right, bring in 10 more agents, right? Let's put this together. And he ended up with 35 years.
I saw a guy who they said that they were going to release the next day. And he said, I have faith in the justice system. I'm innocent. And he got 34 years.
Oh, man. Can you imagine doing that kind of time?
And that sad story on Netflix as well. What was his name? Khalif. Story of Khalif. Have you seen that?
No.
With the backpack, he was innocent. And he wouldn't sign a plea bargain. And he ends up in a bad situation in New York.
It's amazing, right? It really is how the system works. I talk about it all the time, but there was only one time where I wasn't guilty, right? Like, somebody asked me, they were about to get evicted, and they said, can you go down to my house and just grab personal stuff? Because I don't want my landlord to throw everything in the dumpster. I said, sure, man. So I go down, enter the house, right? He tells me where the key is. She, And I go in and take everything this girl wants. I pile it all up, put it in the car, and I leave a note on the front door this big. Says, hey, I got your stuff, right? If you see this, just come over to my apartment. It was a setup, right? It was a setup. This person's boyfriend hated me or whatever. And they came and arrested me on Father's Day. And I'm like, I'm not pleading guilty to this. And the day we went in, there was two other people with me that had gotten arrested. And they said the first offer was 3 years probation, something like this. And I said, you, there's no way I'm doing this. When they got down they literally got down to trespassing, right? No fine, no time. You just plead guilty, you're out the door. And I'm like, no, right? The person asked me to go down there. What kind of thief leaves a note on the door telling you to come by and get your stuff? I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever. And they said, okay, you can go. And I was like, you scumbags. You were going to get me to plead, right? All the way down. And when you get to the eye, I go ahead, go. It's just, it's disgusting. It's a bad system, man.
It is disgusting. It's so corrupt. Kelly, now Assange is out. Will the WikiLeaks emails be highlighted again about Ben Affleck? And that's the reason he and J-Lo quit.
That's interesting. I don't know the answer to that, but I have a theory on why they quit as well. And I think that the feds probably gave him a heads up, and I've seen this happen in the past where something is going to embarrass the ever loving crap out of somebody, right? And you're in the limelight or whatever, and they give you the, hey, just a heads up. Let me tell you what's going to be coming down the pike, right? I think that's what happened to him. I think he realizes that J-Lo's about to get really gnarled up in a really ugly case. I don't know how she gets out of this with the, how did you say it? The carefully manicured backstory. I don't think this is going to hold up. I don't.
We've had quite a few people ask as to whether Diddy's celebrity friends will support him financially, for example, donate to his legal costs.
No chance. Right? Diddy doesn't have a friend left on planet Earth. I promise you. He doesn't have a friend left on planet Earth. There are only two kinds of people in this guy's world right now, right? There are defendants. And there are going to be people who are getting prosecuted right next to him, right? Friends it is. And the other friends are going to be testifying against both of them. He doesn't have anybody left that's going to be like, yeah, yeah, here's a couple of million. Because if you do that, if you remember what happened when Ashton Kutcher and his significant other wrote to the judge in the Danny Masterson case? Okay, when people find out that you're helping somebody who has been convicted or is, you know, that nasty a, that the Masterson case was really horrific. I don't know if you know how much you know about it. It's horrific. And those letters, they're destroyed. Like they destroyed their career with those damn letters, you know?
Will his sons be prosecuted?
Yeah, I definitely think at least one. Yeah. I'd be shocked if they don't. They're living the same life.
It's definitely going in that direction. Do you think Harry and Meghan will be questioned?
Well, there's some pictures of one of them, right, at a lot of these parties. I don't know about Meghan, but I don't know that there are pictures of him where he looks looped, right? But being drunk isn't against the law. And I would imagine a lot of people got drunk at a lot of his parties who never saw anybody get naked. And I think that very well could be the case, although, after Epstein, it kind of makes you go, well, you never know. Maybe this is just the kind of sick, disgusting, reprehensible shit that people do at that level. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like this comes up all the time, doesn't it? For real. Like the abuse of kids as a party favor or as a way to blackmail or whatever. If people weren't taking him up on these things, then no one could blackmail him. I mean, punch you in the mouth. Hey, I got a girl back there at 14. I'll kill you. And it's sticking in your throat. There's something wrong with that, right? What does it say about the industry? There's got to be something. They got to have dirt on everybody because it's too disgusting to believe that there could be that many people out there. It's too hard to believe.
But there are a hell of a lot of them, and it's sickening, and more comes to light all the time. And especially when they've been idolized for so long, these people, and the truth is the complete opposite.
And so the industry's right. You know, who didn't want to be a rock star?
So, Emma, I did a news update video a couple of hours before this stream, and there was a news release today from our Diddy employee of 2 years, who said that Harry and William were sent a dozen invitations to come to Free Coffs, but they always refused, and that Diddy had an obsession with them as princes because he considered himself a king. And if he could get the princes in his entourage, it would just enhance his ego. So that was that just came out today in the Daily Mail.
And there's a lot of smoke around the fact that he had a wild preoccupation with princes. Like, this was a thing from all parts of the world. He was into it.
Probably wanted to free some of them. All right. So what are the chances Kim Porter's body will be exhumed?
You know, I don't know how to put a number on it, but I think that as more information comes out, we're going to start to question stuff. You know, why were the police at the hospital when Jamie Foxx got sick? Did the police ever come to the hospital when you're sick? Because they've never come to the hospital when I was sick, and I'm a criminal. So it seems odd to me that they were there. I think there's a decent chance. There's just too many people. And you know, the argument for this always is the family. To put the family back through that, right, has got to be a difficult thing. And I try to put myself in their shoes. But if it were my mom, right, I'd want to know, right? You know, I'd want that individual punished. But the level of depravity that they're talking about surrounding this entire industry, it makes you wonder if, you know, the family, everybody could be complicit. Like, there are people who know that he bumped off his wife and don't care. It's that kind of, everybody just turned a blind eye because this dude was like Don Corleone, and they were all worried they were going to end up looking like Kid Cudi's car. That's the buy, right? Look at how everybody came out of the woodwork as soon as he was gone, right? As soon as he was gone, it was like a floodgates. No one's afraid.
Question from Manuel. Tommy, if the feds already nabbed him down in the lobby by the front door, what was the reason they took him back and to the hotel up to his room only to turn back around and then exit the hotel?
I would imagine a perp walk, right? I mean, they're usually pretty into the perp walk thing. When his homes were raided, did you notice that as the tanks were going down the driveway, the helicopters were already there, right? That's an unusual thing, right? I think that they want this front and center. Not exactly sure 100% why, but the way all of this is coming out, this is the Super Bowl. This is the World Series. This is everything rolled up in one. I've never seen a feeding frenzy like this over anything. Anything. He's making a lot of silver play buttons, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, when they nab someone big, they want to maximum monetize it with PR and job promotions, etc.
Straight up.
So, question about Kim Porter, and I'm wondering whether the metadata got released from Kim's last words yet. Are you aware of any developments there, Tommy? Body should
no.
be consumed.
Yeah, no. I would like to believe that the truth is going to come out. It's so hard to her family really bucked on the book, right? Really bucked on the book, and it kind of would lead you to believe that maybe they wouldn't be excited about having her exhumed, right? Or maybe they read that and just went, this doesn't sound anything like my mom. I don't know, right? It's hard to tell what's going on in the minds of the family, but they don't seem to be very happy about it.
Yeah, any kid reading about their mom's innermost carnal thought is gonna
or being abused, you know. I mean, it's not pleasant.
Yeah. So we've got 10 minutes left with Tommy. Get your final questions in. I've got dozens that we've still answered. We might have to get him packed for part 7. So,
this case ain't going anywhere. I mean, this is going to, and it ain't going to, it's not going to come down in May. Would you put a little money on that one? This thing is not going to happen in May. You got a better chance of seeing God in sunglasses. It's just not going to happen. No
I want to thank everyone. I think a lot of the viewers have watched all parts of the series because they're like asking questions. They're not repeating the same old questions. They're like follow-on questions mostly that I'm seeing. All right, so Martha, can you ask Tommy, there were DJs in the Freak-Offs. Should they not be interrogated? The DJs?
They should be charged, right? if there are DJs in there and they're aware of the fact that people are being plied with chemicals, right? Then they should be charged. I mean, they will be, right? That's what RICO was designed for. So all of the people that that participated can be charged as if they're one person. And I think we're going to see everybody eventually. There's going to be a huge, ugly day of arrests. Like, there's got to be a day coming when all of those people get hemmed up, and it's going to be ugly.
Peter is asking, is Usher a victim or enabler?
Both. You know, both. He definitely was victimized by Diddy. By all accounts, by, you know, Gene Deal, by everything everybody says, that was a relationship that was super unhealthy and creepy as hell. However, he is otherworldly kind of faithful to the dude. And maybe it's that deal with the devil. Maybe it's, there's a bunch of video of him and he knows it. Who knows? Because you would think that he would hate him more than anything in the world, but it doesn't ever seem that way. He is a guy that has not spoken out, and that's kind of shocking to me.
So do you think that Usher is at risk of a criminal indictment?
You know, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell how much he participated in. Gene Deal tells some pretty weird stories, concerning Usher and at the time Usher's girl. And there was a lot of really creepy stuff happening. You know, you saw somebody and you pulled your pants down. It was like that kind of a place for a long time, right? It just seems like anything went, and it was really, really crazy.
So the next question was about R. Kelly. What is R. Kelly's life like behind bars?
Well, he's already run into a few problems, right? He's already he's been tuned up a couple of times. His fame is gonna chase him around. It's not gonna be a pleasant experience for him either, you know. And what he did, what he's accused of, is really foul, right? Especially the one thing that sort of everybody jokes about, which isn't funny, but the one thing that kind of comes to the top, there are going to be people in there that just view him as an absolute freak, and no one likes living with freaks.
A few people asking for your contact details. Contact details for Tommy, his links are in the description box. Anyone's YouTube channel has an email address as well. When you go on the YouTube about, you can click for the email address as well. So I think, is that your preferred, what's your preferred?
Yeah.
For people get?
Yeah, and it's my name, you know, it's my name at Gmail. So you can shoot any emails there as well.
Do you think there's a ringleader in the film industry like Diddler? My thoughts are maybe John Travolta with having a jet, and also his name has been dropped by Ali.
I would really struggle with Travolta because of the Scientology angle of it. It's a, there, the more you know about Scientology, the more that as a concept would be really hard to do. This guy has to go on the cans, right? He has to go in there and grab these things and do auditing. And by all accounts, allegedly, this is a guy that likes the company of men and women, right? And I'm not judging that, but that religion is really hard on people that are homosexual. And I feel for him. I feel like he's been, I really do. I feel for the guy. I feel bad for the guy.
Will Jay-Z be next, from Sandra?
Everybody on planet Earth thinks that Jay-Z is going to be next. The question is he going to be next to run this thing, or is he going to be next to be arrested? Because those are the two theories that keep coming up more than anything else, Sean. There are people out there that believe that he's going to take over the reins. If he can just keep his head down for a little while, he'll be the next person to run this. And then there are people who think, with everything he's done, this dude's got to get arrested. We'll see.
I've not heard any connections with Bezos or Zuck.
Not other than probably them ordering a lot of the stuff that they played with on Amazon and things of that nature. I can't imagine there's too much more than that.
Will we be seeing a lot more names of people involved?
My guess is you're going to see a ton, right? And they're going to come out like the release did last night. I think that Busby's a genius, right? This is the dude too, by the way. I don't know about if it got a lot of news here in the U.S. This guy bought a tank a while back for $600,000 and put it on his front yard. The homeowners association is loving it. But this guy literally has a $600,000 tank on his front yard. He's a little different anyway. But I think what he's doing is masterful, honestly, in terms of timing. If this is supposed to be keeping this in the headlines, then there's nobody better. Nobody better.
What do you think of the Tania interview?
I'm not sure I know that interview. You know, if so, I don't know it by name. Yeah, if so, I apologize. I don't know it by name.
Email us a link to that Long Absolutely. Island Hillbilly.
Yeah, and, Long Island Hillbilly. What a great name.
Just looking at the latest news story that's come out in the UK. Diddy R-worded 13-year-old, crazed look in his eyes in front of the two other stars, and that's what you brought in the new at the very beginning. Aggressively approached of a crazed look in his eyes. Wow. But he is denying the allegations.
Cool.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion to the viewers, Tommy?
Yeah. You know, I would say everybody should be patient, right? We definitely want to hear everything. And I think the way Busby is going to do this is he's going to keep leaking these things out. I think that the first batch probably didn't have any names in them, and I think they probably could be settled really quickly. He got a huge payday. Those people could disappear with non-disclosure agreements. I don't think the rest of them are going to go that way. I think we're going to start seeing more things that say, yeah, there were three stars there and one of them participated, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more names.
And for the people listening on the audio-only platforms, you want to remind them where they can support you and follow you?
Yeah, just come by the Lifeboat, and there's on YouTube, and there's a Lifeboat group page on Facebook as well. That's more support for people who need support in anything. And we call it the boat because we're all in the same boat, whether it's drugs or overeating or anything, addictions or addictions. They're all kind of treated the same way.
All right, as usual, brother. Thank you for being so generous with your time. Please
love it.
Tommy, and hope to see you again soon.
Great audience. Yeah. You know, there's no chance we won't, because they're just going to keep coming, man. They're just going to keep coming. Thanks. Love being over here.
Have a great rest of your day. Cheers.
You too, bud.
Bye-bye. All right. So another fantastic episode with Tommy. I'm sure he'll be back for number 7. Please keep supporting him and following his work on his socials and his channel as well. And I will tell you, we've got a bunch of shows lined up this week already. Diddy updates tomorrow afternoon. We've got Diddy and the Cult of Fame Part 1 coming on the 23rd. And Part 2 on the 24th. We've got John Wedger, the ex-cop whistleblower out of London, on the 24th. 25th, we've got the Royal Mess. And we've got a slew of other shows that we've not even scheduled yet. And as usual, thank you for all the questions. I know there was still many unanswered, but roll them over to the next time. And the way this story is developing, each news story just generates a whole new round of questions. And it is fascinating to watch it unfold. And I hope names are named of the co-conspirators and they get some stiff prison sentences. Until next time, my friends, we will see you soon. Cheerio. Take care wherever you watch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.